శ్రీమాత్రే నమః. ద డివైన్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఫర్ మదర్ డివైన్ లలితా, మదర్ ప్రసన్నరి అండ్ ఫాదర్ డివైన్ లార్డ్ మహాదేవ. వీఆర్ కంటిన్యూ టు డిస్కస్ ద హోలీ లలిత సహస్రనామం ఇన్ దోస్ డివైన్ ఎఫర్ట్స్. టుడే వీ విల్ డిస్కస్ ద నెక్స్ట్ నామం, భండాసుర వధో యుక్త శక్తి సేన సమన్విత. ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ నామం విల్ స్టార్ట్ డిస్కసింగ్ మోర్ అబౌట్ హౌ Mother started gathering the armies to bring an end to Bhandasura. Bhandasura is no normal asura. Bhandasura is none other than the Manmadha himself. Who is Manmadha? Manmadha, or the Kamadeva, the god of desire, is essentially conceptual process of Brahma that was given life by Mother Goddess Lakshmi at the ask of Vishnu. So when Brahma was tasked with the creation of the world, he created Prajapatis. Then over a period of time, he thought that the Prajapatis were tasked to create, give birth to Praja, therefore getting a name of Prajapati. But it would be better if the process can be natural, by developing a natural attraction between the opposite genders. And therefore, the god of generation Brahma thought it would be better if a god can be created who, going around with his better half, can spread the attraction between the genders, therefore causing the species to spread from one generation to another. In Manmatha, who was the Brahma Manasa Putra, given life by Mother Goddess Lakshmi at the request of Vishnu, is one of the greatest devotees of Lalita Mahatripura Sundari. When this Manmadha was born, he asked Brahma, whom should I please? Which in Sanskrit loosely translates to Kandarpa, therefore getting Manmadha a name, Kandarpa. And Brahma said, oh Manmadha, go around the universes with your delicate flower bow and release your sugarcane bow and flower arrows and release them on all the beings, helping them give birth to their offspring. When this was told to Manmadha, he started following the orders of Brahma along with his wife Rathi Devi. Rathi Devi is the daughter of Daksha and his wife Preeti. And half-sister of Sati Devi. When Sati Devi sacrificed herself in the Daksha Yagnam, Shiva became a yogi and went on to the Kamakhya, Kamarupa in Assam Gahoti, and sat in the temple Kamakhya Guha for the longest period and meditated. And when Mother Goddess came back as Parvati, she started doing Sushrusha, or seva to the yogi Shiva with the desire to marry him. And the demon king Tarakasura, noticing this yogi tattva of Shiva, asked a boon to Brahma that his death can only be brought by a son born to Mother Goddess Parvati and Father Divine Mahadeva. Since Tarakasura's atrocities were becoming stellar and the gods were not able to withstand it and it was causing imbalance to Dharma, all the gods, when they knocked on Mahavishnu's door at Vaikuntham, Vishnu said, the only person who can start the beginning of end for Tarakasura is Manmada. And therefore all the gods went to Manmada and requested him to go shoot his arrows on Shiva, therefore helping Shiva become a bogey from the yogi stature that he was in. Manmada, who was heavily reluctant to disturb his uncle Shiva, for 3 days he kept saying no, and his king Indra then said, I'm ordering you to do this in the interest of greater good. And then Manmada very reluctantly went on his chariot along with his wife Rati Devi and tried various means to move Shiva's yogi manas into a bhogi. And when nothing worked, he saw the divine beauty, Mother Goddess Parvati herself, walking towards the yogi Shiva and shot the flower arrow that would cause infatuation and lust in the yogi Shiva. Shiva opened his eyes and looked at the divine beauty of Parvati. For a moment, his thoughts moved and that started going around the physical beauty of Mother, and the yogi Shiva realized that this is not his natural state. Withdrawing his physical senses from running wild like horses, he took a step back by controlling breath, and then he looked around and found Manmada and understood what must have happened. Then very gently he opened his third eye, enacting anger. And when he opened the third eye, turned Manmada into ashes. And these ashes were lying very close to Kamakhya, Assam, for a very, very long time. Then one day, while God Brahma was visiting Shiva, on the way of visiting, he saw this extraordinary vibhuti, Manmada turned into ashes. And on the way, visiting Shiva, he was inspired to make a doll with that soft white ashes, and he made a doll and gave it life and called it Bhanda Bhanda, which means ashes. And that Bhanda was not an asura to start with. He was one of the greatest devotees, and when he was created, Brahma noticed a big broad smile on Mother Goddess Lakshmi's face because she was Manmada's mother. And therefore Brahma blessed Bhanda with a great repute, great strength and power and fame. This Bhanda over a period of time became Asura, which we'll discuss in the next episode. Bhanda Suravado Yukta Shakti Sena Samanvita, which means Mother Goddess gathered all the powers to bring an end to Bhanda, who became an Asura. Do take care. Shrimatre Namaha. Spread the bliss around.